Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you back to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, October the 20th. That's right, I said October the 20th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I'm very glad to be back with you. I know it's been 2 weeks since I did this. This isn't like me for it to be 2 weeks in between episodes. But I'm back. Good to be back with you. So, in case you don't know, I went to the Clarksville Holy Spirit Conference there in Tennessee. We got in there Tuesday to Nashville Airport. Would have likely been on time to the Tuesday night service, but the rental car thing, oh, there were 15 people in front of us and only one person working a certain counter with three different car companies, which I thought was kind of weird and rough the way they had that set up. But I went to the conference, and I have to tell you, it was really powerful. Sometimes we don't always know right away what was imparted to us through the conference, through a conference like that. Sometimes you know right away. Other times it can take some time to know. But you're not going to believe it when I say this, Rachel. Anna showed up. Yes, I was shocked when she showed up because she said a couple weeks prior that she wanted to come, but wasn't sure if she could. And I was so glad, listeners, that she showed up. And that, because in my mind, even the day of, I was thinking, what if she, you know, not necessarily thinking, you know, oh, she will. But then she did. Because after the Tuesday night service, she came up and said hi to me. During that Tuesday night service, my mom had whispered into my ear. She said, I saw Anna. And I'm like, really? Like all shocked. She admitted to me, listeners, that she was going to text me. But then was basically like, nope. I think she was thinking, nope, I'm just going to surprise him. And then they were so glad to see her. And she has a friend that lives in Tennessee, which is part of why she went down there. But the bonus was she got to see me. And so I do not think that it was a mistake that I went to this conference. I don't think it was a mistake at all. I'm very glad that I went. The power, the anointing of God was there. I totally feel like it was there. In fact, on Friday night, the glory cloud showed up. And it was just a very thick anointing all week there. And people were healed. People were delivered from things. People were people were hungry. People were excited to be there. They were getting into the worship. And it was a very good conference, which ultimately why I went was for the conference, not necessarily for, you know, tons of other things. And I will say there was a few places, food places in Clarksville, at least a couple, that I still wanted to go to that I didn't get to, you know, because of the time and stuff. But it was awesome. And then after the conference was over, we went to Nashville after, like, Saturday afternoon. We left Clarksville and made the one-hour drive to Nashville after we had said goodbye to my brother. Because my brother met us there. Originally, he was going to go to, like, one morning, one night service. He ended up going to Wednesday night service and then Thursday night, and then Friday morning and Friday night services as well. So that was awesome that he chose to stay for the rest of the conference. I was really glad that he did that. I really was. Because we weren't sure how he was going to. You know, we just didn't know. But we really enjoyed getting to be with him down there. I was glad he made the 2-hour drive down to Clarksville. I will admit to you, listeners, I am sort of jealous that he lives only 2 hours away from Nashville. I really am. And I just have to say, you know, Dr. Barclay is, sometimes he's different on the road than what he is here at home. And the way he tells some of the stories can be different. And it was funny to me hearing Dr. Barclay say, quote unquote, up north, referring to, like he called even this here, up north. Which I thought was funny, even though it's true, I still find it as funny. Because I'm used to him calling Tennessee the South. Or, you know, Georgia, Florida, you know, Bama. Used to hearing him call those the South. And then, of course, Monday night we didn't have a show because we were flying. And then we had last night. But tonight, we are back on. And for the next while here, everything's back to normal. As far as the show goes, we're back to normal as of tonight, 6:30 to 8, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And now you can count on it. Don't see any disruptions coming anytime soon for that, because I know that 2 weeks was a while to not be on the air. And even when I was on vacation back in July, we still did like 3 shows. I don't mean it like the whole like thing. I mean, we still did 3 shows. I purposely took the like out. But glad to be back with you, because of course I have to let you know, things, all is well with the Miracle Man, so no worries about that. Still strong, still believing God, still going, still. So I'm not going anywhere. What I mean by that is, I mean, I'm not going away. I don't mean physically. I mean, what I mean by not going away is not going off the air. And so, what?
Can I have your key?
What you doing?
I'm going to go check them in.
Okie dokie, I just got to find them. Sorry about that, listeners. Don't worry about that. Yep, just keeping the thing going. Just, you know, back in the apartment, gotta go. She just has to go get something. But I am still doing the show. If it gets loud right before the end of the show, it's because they're doing this thing called Yell Night, which they do right before the Midland Dow game. Because the Midland Dow game is this Friday. And so if it gets loud right near the end of the show, don't be worried about it. Please don't. Everything's fine. And for the first time ever that I know of, they're doing Yell Night in the stadium, in Midland High Stadium. Now, my hope is that the band will be there. That's my honest hope, is that they'll be loud and the band will be there, because the band was not at the Midland game right before I left. Because it had rained a lot. But it wasn't raining during that game, so that really made me upset that the band didn't come in. I know it was what it is, was what it was, but games just, those football, these football games, these varsity games just aren't the same without the band. And so, if it gets loud, don't worry about it. That's what I'm going to tell you. Because, like I said, I live across the street from a high school football stadium. Specifically, my alma mater, Midland High. And I do have games to pick tonight, including the big rivalry. And then we still got the Word First tonight. We still got worship we're going to do. And so it's going to be a good night. But so It's crazy when you think about Tennessee that really you have people coming there from all over, like on trips and that. We were even looking in the parking lot of the Opry Mills Mall, which is a well-known Tennessee, Nashville attraction. And even there had quite a few out-of-state vehicles. You know, you had some Texases, you had some, couple, we had a Kentucky, a Virginia, and a couple other states. And our hotel, most all the cars that we could see, it did not say Tennessee on them. Kentucky, Georgia, I think there was a Florida, Texas, California. Yeah, I said California. Whoever drove California to Tennessee had a long trek. And I'm not talking about no 9 hours. I'm talking like a couple days. Because that is a long drive from California to Tennessee. But the flight Detroit to Nashville was only 1.5 hours. But I'd like to be able to just be translated there, like how in the Bible, how a couple people in the Book of Acts, someone in the Book of Acts got translated. I'd like to be able to be translated to Nashville, to Houston, to Atlanta, to Chattanooga, to Detroit, to, you know, wherever. Florida. To Ohio. Notice most of those places that I mentioned are southern states. And no, these reasons are not political. They are the places that I like to be, that I most like to be, are these southern places. And so it's just amazing. And you may wonder, well, Miracle Man, did you get to go to Chick-fil-A, which is like your southern tradition when you go south? For the first time in like 8-9 years, I did not go to Chick-fil-A this trip. I know, right? And to be honest with you, I was bummed about that. Because I love Chick-fil-A a lot. I do. And just the amount of food places they have down there. Wow. I did go to this awesome place in Nashville near downtown. It's called the Pancake Pantry. And I had these banana bread pancakes. Oh, they were so delicious. They were like sweet and moist and with cinnamon cream syrup. Oh, yes. I was thinking in my mind, like, heaven better have these. That's really what I was thinking. I was thinking, I really hope that heaven has these pancakes. Because those pancakes were so Stellis. As for, did I go to Hattie B's Chicken? No. Hattie B's is another place that is in Nashville that we've learned to, we've gotten to really like. And and you may say, well, Miracle Man, how did you feel about flying to Nashville instead of driving? Well, in a lot of ways I liked it, but at the same time, the thing about flying is there was no driving through that state to the south or Kentucky. And by that state to the south, I'm at the, Lohi and outside. Oh, that place. Yeah. Because we're getting into, like, the most important part of the college football season, in a few weeks we have that big game, so got to be careful. College football in Michigan right now, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It really is when you have both teams undefeated. Wait a minute. I said that too soon. Never mind, listeners, that I said that. We'll talk about that later. But it was, but anyhow, you know what airport I've never been in in America? The one that I've always wanted to fly into, or at least have wanted to for many years? Atlanta. Say, why? Biggest one in America. And I understand they have a food court that's very big, almost like Great Lakes Crossing. Is that the way you is that the way you understood it, Rachel?
Yeah.
Is it like the food court ones, or is it actually like a mall one, the food court that you heard of that's there? But I'd be curious myself. Plus, another cool thing that I like is they actually have a MARTA station, a Metro Atlanta Regional Transit Authority station, that is right inside of the airport. They really do, and I think it's cool. And says that from Detroit. Atlanta is one of the easiest places to fly to and get direct flights. You've heard that before too, Rachel, haven't you? That it's not only one of the easiest, but also one of the cheapest. You've heard that too? Which I would honestly like to know why Delta did not provide the option of soda on that on this flight. Maybe they do if it's an hour and a half and longer, which Atlanta would be. Is that what they're doing? From what you understand, they're only doing the soda and juices on the 90 minutes and up now? Is that the way you understood it, or what? Because I'm curious. Because the first time, I was bummed they didn't have soda on board. That was one of the things. Because that was one of the things I wanted. There's another reason why I would now say that Delta is my favorite, but I'm not doing the whole politics thing. But you saw what they did. You heard what they did, what Delta just did. I was proud that their CEO did that. Thanks, Delta. Now, how do you get them to bring back the free Coke on all the flights? That's what I want them to do next. And guess what else I want them to do? Cancel all of the baggage fees, every one of them. Then I would tell my dad and whoever, never fly with anyone else. You know what I mean? for whenever you fly, whenever you choose to fly. Like how we had this airport up here, it's called Flint. They say Flint, the smart way to fly. But, so, anywho, we're going to get on to the meat of the night. Two real quick things, real quick. Number one, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, the story of the first 30 years of my life. And you can let that book be a blessing to you. The other thing I want to mention to you really quick is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in River Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please bear in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Just bear that in mind, please. And the verse I want you to sow with in mind tonight is, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. And that's what I want you to sow your seed with in mind. Because, and when you sow a seed, you should sow the seed with something in mind. You know, what are you sowing that seed for? Something in your body? You know, something in your finances? Something you want fixed? Something that, you know, your job, you believe in God for whatever it is that you believe in. You know, what are you sowing for? That's a question that you have to answer for yourself when you sow a seed. Now, we're going to go into a few songs. We're going to worship a little bit, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. And then after that, we will have our Football Central, which is always fueled by your local Dairy Queen and the blizzards of fall. And I'll remind you that this episode is brought to you by your local McDonald's. We can grab an any size soda, any size Coca-Cola beverage for the low price of just a dollar. Yes, you can. Oh, yes. And I'm glad about that. Amen. So, like I said, we're going to go into a few songs. of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lift you up. Lift it up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Are you high and lifted up? Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, yeah, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. The view is clear from where I stand. I can see the imprints of God's hand. From who I was to who I be, surely power has delivered me. Blessing us, building us, be guiding me, guarding me. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't he done all he said he would? All that we have, all that we are, comes from above. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? He met the need like only he could. Faithful and true to me and you, isn't he good? The smallest voice, the biggest fear. The living God of the Father hears. He answers each and every prayer of every child that is in his care. Blessing us, building us, feeding me, leading me. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't he done all he said he would? All that we have, all that we are, comes from above. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? He met the need like only he could. Faithful and true to me and you, isn't he good? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't he done all he said he would? Said he would. All that we are, all that we are, comes from above. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? He met the need like only he could. Faithful and true to me and you, isn't he good? Faithful and true to me and you, isn't he good? Faithful and true to me and you, isn't he good? Isn't he good? Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. If faith could move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectations, waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. Oh, you're the Lord of all creation. Still you know my heart. We come with expectation. Love me from the start. We're waiting here for you with our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you we adore, singing hallelujah. You're the love of, you're the all, you're the Lord of all creation. Faithfulness is true. We come with expectation. All we need is you. We're waiting here for you. With our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you we adore, singing alleluia, alleluia. Tonight, magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, for what you are to us, for what you mean to us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our Savior. You are our healer. You are the Lord of all. You are the Lord of the harvest. Thank you, Lord God, for moving on our behalf wherever we are, whatever we're doing. Thank you for all of these listeners that have made the determination tonight to tune into this broadcast, to receive something from you. Thank you that you meet their needs, whatever these needs are that they have for you, whatever it is that they want you to do for them. I pray that you will do it for them tonight, because you know what they have need of. And I thank you that you, Lord, you are the God that meets those needs. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. And I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that finances come into this program. I pray, Lord God, that increases in listenership come to this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming to this kingdom, coming into your kingdom, oh God, as a result of this wonderful radio program. In your matchless name we pray. Amen. Let's make our confession. Because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. We're continuing on our series on the teachings of Jesus. And tonight, I'm going to teach on building the house on the rock. The Rock Man and the Sandman. The Rock Man and the Sandman. And what does that mean to us? But I always like to read, usually from the start of a chapter, so. We're going to start with verse 1. Do not judge. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Verse 7. Ask, it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. To those who knock, the door will be open. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Not me. Or if he asks for a fish, like a fish sandwich from Long John Silver's, will give him a snake to eat? What? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask of him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law of the prophet. Narrow and wide gates. enter through the narrow gate. Wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction or hell. Wide and broad is the gate that leads to hell, and many enter through that gate. But narrow is the gate. I mean, straight is the gate. Narrow is the road that leads to life. Only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. A bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut off, thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many people will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your own name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Pay attention to this coming up here, because this is what we're going to be dealing with tonight. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down. No, this was not an everyday rainstorm. This was a lot of rain. The streams rose. The wind blew, beat on that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation built on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine does not put these words into practice. He is like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rain came down. The floods came. The streams arose. The winds blew. The beat on that house. It fell, and great was its fall. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. He taught as one who has authority, not as the teachers of the law. I'm going to talk about two different things. First of all, when it's talking about the good tree, good fruit, bad tree, bad fruit, it talks about how many people will say, Lord, Lord, we did all these things. We did this, and we drove out demons in your name. We did this. We ministered to all these people and all that. And then the Lord will say, but to many people, the Lord will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. They'll say, get out of my sight. That can be because they preached, for one, that could be because they preached, you know, false doctrine. Or what if, God forbid, but what if they never asked Jesus into their heart? What if that's what happened? In that case, that is a big violation, because in order to make heaven, that's one of the requirements. That is a requirement that in order to make heaven, you have to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Have to. With the little bit of time we have left before we do sports, let's get to this idea of this Rockman Sandman. So in this story, in this parable, we'll call it a parable / teaching. You can call it a parable in a way, yeah. But he says, the person who hears the word of God, he hears the word, or she, the person who hears the word of God and puts it into practice is like the person who built their house on the rock. The rains came a lot. Rained a lot. Flood came because it rained so much. The winds blew, beat on the house, but it doesn't fall. You say, Miracle Man, what does that mean in our life? That means trials will come. You'll face adversity. Going through life, you're good. Going through your life, folks, you're going to face stuff. You're going to face things that you don't like, that you don't want to face. And you're going to be, what it's going to be like, you may be thinking, why me? Why me? But when you have God on your side, when you're in the fire, or the lion's den, or whatever it is you're dealing with, you got that bad report. Question is, if you're doing the will of God, putting that word into practice, trusting in God, living by faith, going to church, reading your Bible, praying, you know, doing this good spiritual things, you know, that spiritual foundation. When you have that good spiritual foundation and that trust going, you know, that trust, having that faith, all that stuff can come and you won't fall. And you'll stay like that pillar. And you'll be like that house built on the rock. But what about that sandman? What about that sand person? Well, in the verses we read, it talks about how the rains came down on his house, the wind blew, you know, the flood came, the wind blew, beat on the house, and it fell. Boom. Great was its crash. That means it was a loud crash, like you could have heard it, very loud, we could say. You say, what's that? That is the person who heard the word of the Lord, chose not to follow it, chose not to follow the word of God, chose not to live right, in fact, chose to live wrong. This person had trials just like the previous person. But they weren't living right. Though they heard the word, they weren't putting it into practice. Things came their way. They fell. I'm sure they gave, sounds to me like they got into pride and they got into sin. I'm sure. You know, they got into pride and the Bible says pride comes before the fall. And it says that house fell with a great crash, which tells me they were in pride. And pride, excuse me, pride is like bad breath. Everybody knows you got it, but you, if you have it. If you have it, everyone knows it but you. And it's true. Say, how do you know? I know. I do know. Yep. So, just be guys. So you got to look at yourself and you got to wonder, how am I? Though I hear the word of God, do I put the word of God in to practice in my life? Do I do what the word of God says? Or am I a hearer only? Because if you are a hearer only, you're going to be swayed. It's not going to be good for you. And things are going to happen, and you're going to wonder why they're happening. And it's not going to be pretty. And I don't want to see you fall. I want to see you be like the house on the rock, where you're on fire for God, and you serve God, and you do what God calls you to do. And just, you know, live by faith. And do the things that as a Christian you should be doing. With this message, now you should all be looking at your life and going, am I right or am I not right? Which path am I on? Am I on the path that leads to right, to life, and heaven? Or am I on the path that leads to destruction? If you're not right with God, you can get right with God. Because I want to see you make it. I want to see you fall. I do not want to see you fall. Heavenly Father, we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray, Lord God, that these listeners would be like the one who built his house on the rock. Not the one who built his house on the sand, but the one who built his house on the rock. I pray that he would be like, that we would be like the rock man, that we would live for you with what we have, that we would put you first, that we would put your word into practice, and that we would be exactly like how you called us to be. And not necessarily how we want to be, but how you want us to be, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for your word having free course in our life. That we're going to trust you. And we're going to live the way you've called us to live. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right. I want to welcome everyone here to Football Central, live on Monday and Wednesday nights here on the Miracle Man Show. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to very briefly go through the football of the last 2 weeks, both of the last 2 weeks and how they turned out. And then we'll go to the games for this week. As usual, I will start with high school. We'll start with Midland and then go to Dow. And then I want to take a quick minute and talk about a certain part of Division One. And I'll briefly tell you what that's about. So the last 2 weeks since we were last live, Midland has won 0-2. Midland lost to Davison. I thought Midland would find a way to beat Davison, but they did not. Midland fell to Davison 27-7. Davison scored all 27 of their points in the first half. In the second half, Midland scored their points on a defensive touchdown, interception return for a touchdown. And so Midland won the second half, but Davison really put it on in the first half. This past week, that was a tale of two halves, but Midland fell to Heritage 56-28. Heritage doubled Midland up. Midland won the first half. In fact, at halftime, it was 21-12 Midland. But then Heritage put up a ton of unanswered points. Midland finally got their last touchdown with just over a minute left to go. Weather-wise, it rained both of the last two Fridays. Luckily, this Friday, it won't. We'll let about that because Midland is 2-6, and I got to say, we need the band, don't we? They got to be there. It's never the same without them, is it? It's not the same without them. Never is. Cheerleaders and everything else. Hopefully we still get a good turnout. But then hopefully, cool. Dow, on the other hand, won both of their last two games. Game one, they beat they lost to Lapeer 37-27. But then they beat Central by a score of 14-0. I know that doesn't sound like a Dow score, but it was 14-0. That leads us to the Midland Dow game this week. It's time for the Midland Dow prediction. You have Dow 5-3 hosting Midland 2-6. If Dow beats Midland, it solidifies Dow's playoff chances and makes their football appearance imminent. I refuse to say, like, it will happen because they now have this new system where it's based on playoff points. If Dow loses to Midland, I would say the playoff chance would still be what I would call likely. You see, Dow has Midland has a lot of young players. Midland's been struggling with the injury bug all year. And so Dow's got some good playmakers. They can both teams can make mistakes. I'm honest. That's part of why Dow is 5-3. But at the same time, two of those games were close. And they could be 7-1, but they're not. They're 5-3. When I look at this game with true honesty, honest prediction, Dow Jones Industrial Average, 31. Comic books, 19. This is true. Midland will be 2-7 for the first time since at least 1950. Would be 2-7 for the first time since 1950. I know it. But it is what it is. Now, this Division One thing. There is a chance that there could be this very stacked district in Division One that would have Clarkston, possibly. I think there's a good chance that you could have Clarkston, Grand Blanc, Lapeer, and another team in it. Not sure which team it could be. But there's a chance that you could have a district where all of the teams have no losses or one loss. There is a chance that that could happen. Like, if, let's say, Grand Blanc stays undefeated. Now, Davison, no, Lapeer, they have two losses. But you could have Clarkston with one loss, Grand Blanc with no losses, maybe Rochester Adams, they don't have a loss. It's hard to tell. You could seriously have a district that might possibly only have, might have teams with only 0-1 loss per team. So that could make it pretty incredible, pretty fun to watch. I'll let you know how that is next week. All right. On to college. For the first time in many years, through 7 weeks of college football, you have both Michigan and Michigan State, both undefeated. Now you have Michigan they have a game this weekend. It's not Penn State. That's not till later. But there is a chance that you could have Michigan and Michigan State both undefeated next Saturday. That would be incredible. That would be so incredible to watch. That could be like the national game of the week next week. It really could be. I hope it is. That's what I want. It's honestly what I want. My prediction is that Michigan will win their game. It's not Penn State, I don't think. I'm not sure. But MSU has the week off. The number one team right now is Georgia. Cincinnati is 2. And then you have someone else at 3. Where'd you go? And then number 4, you had Alabama, number 4. Because Alabama lost 2 weeks ago. Now, Michigan did win their game a week and a half ago, but then they had a bye this past week. They beat Nebraska, but that Nebraska game had me on my seat for a little bit. You know, on my bed for a little bit, had me wondering. That game for a couple of minutes there made you nervous, didn't it? You were nervous for a minute, weren't you?
A little bit.
You're not sure what was going to happen, but then they pulled it out. Still undefeated, thankfully. 6-0. They're the only undefeated teams left in the Big Ten, but that team to the south is still ahead of us. And Penn State is still ahead of us. What on earth? Come on, Big Ten. Give Michigan more respect. Both schools, mind you. I don't know why the Big Ten does not like the state of Michigan, but I don't think they do. Not as much as they do, you know, that state to the south. And that state and Pennsylvania to the east, which in my mind, I'm not sure if they should be in the Big Ten. Maybe Big East. But it is what it is, as they say. Yeah. So college, I don't really have any games to pick. I'll pick Michigan will win their game this week. Penn State's later on, I believe, isn't it? It's in November at some point. No, it's not right before the big one in Ann Arbor against that team to the south. By the way, Michigan has what I'm calling the beat 'em drill. He actually called it the beat that team, you know, Ohio drill, but I'm just calling it the beat 'em drill, the beat them drill. Yeah, it was like 9-on-7 or something like that. But did you hear that he did that, Rachel? That he changed the name of that thing to the Beat Ohio Drill?
I
think it's genius. I think it's genius. But being how they struggled against Nebraska, that honestly made me nervous. And so I don't know if they will or not. And even Michigan State, when they played Indiana last week, they only beat them by 5 points. They only beat them by 5 points. So, do I think they could both lose a game? Here's the thing. On October 30th, one of those two teams is going to lose, Michigan or Michigan State. One will lose, guaranteed. Otherwise, it could go to like a million overtimes. It might. Who knows? But we'll have to wait and see. NFL. Oh, what do you know? Lions, close in their first game in the last 2 weeks. They almost beat the Vikings in Minnesota, but they left too much time on the clock in their last drive, so Minnesota gets it, and they get to move down the field, and they get it to where their kicker kicks a 56-yard field goal, and he makes it. To give the Lions an 0-5 record, which is now 0-6. Because they then come back home to Detroit and play the Bungles of Cincinnati. And they lose like 35-14. And they are now 0-6 with that new coach. And you go, how do you keep your composure with that? Dan Campbell. if you're the locker room man. You know, if you're Coach Campbell. What do you do? Just like Coach Eric Metner right now with the Chemists. What do you do? What do you do if you're Millen's coach right now and you have four losses in a row? What do you do if you're the Lions coach and you've started 0-6? What do you do? They have to win at some point. I hope they do. I do not want them to be that team who loses 17 games, because that season is now 17 games. And I thought 0-16 was hard to pull off. But really, 0-17? Come on, man. The Lions, the Lie Downs, I honestly do think they will lose their game this week. You say, are you being a pessimist? No. I'm just being honest. I honestly, they're going to lose this game. Will they win a game at some point? Yes, I do believe so. But they need to start getting better. They honestly need to start getting better. They really do. And then, of course, you still have the Buccaneers doing really good. Do I think the Bucs could make the Super Bowl again? Possibly. But I still think the Rams could make it instead. Because with Stafford out there, they're rolling. They're rolling. They really are. Could they be the team, the second team in a row to be in the Super Bowl in their own stadium? They could. They could. That would be crazy if they actually did that, wouldn't it? If they actually made the Super Bowl in their own stadium, in their home stadium, just like what the Bucs did this year, that would be crazy if they did that. Do I think they'll do it? Honestly, listeners, who knows? I am not ready to make that prediction. Will they or won't they? I am not ready to do that. More of the season must happen. I know one thing. The playoffs will not include the Lions. They are 0-6, 11 games left to go. Still got to play Green Bay, Chicago, and Minnesota. One apiece. They got to get a win somewhere. Have to. So, for my picks, again, for the week, I have Midland falling to Dow. I have Clarkston beating Oak Park in Division One, because I figured that since there's only one, for, you know, the Midland Dow, that I would pick a Division One. So that's why I went with Clarkston for my Division One pick. And so college football, I have Michigan winning. Do I believe Georgia will keep their number one spot? Yes, I do. I believe they will win. I have the Lions losing again. And sorry, Lions fans. Sorry, Midland fans. Sorry. That's the first time ever that in the history of the show that I've had to pick Dow over Midland. But I felt like this time I had no choice. And I hope I'm wrong. Because I think Midland's better than 2-6, 3-7. 2-7. All right, folks, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. No evil or plague shall come nigh us. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, I love you. God first, God always. So long, everybody.